Life Audio. You're listening to Therapy and Theology, and I'm your host, Carly Merclear. This podcast is a space where we explore popular topics and questions related to the convergence of faith, feelings, spiritual formation, and more. My prayer is that through these conversations, we will grow in our awareness of who we are as beloved children of God, learn to acknowledge our needs and emotions with curiosity and compassion, and rediscover the purpose and power of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. As a licensed therapist and ministry leader, I want to give voice to the many questions we face while cultivating a clearer view of how our faith informs our healing journey. I don't have all the answers, but I am committed to going deeper and walking together. So whether you've been to therapy or know exactly what you believe when it comes to theology, I want to invite you to join this journey as we fearlessly name the complexities of our present reality and press into the hope of the gospel story. So are you ready? Let's jump into today's question and begin this journey together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey guys, and happy Holy Week. I'm excited for this weekend, and I hope that you all will be celebrating with friends and family or people that are like family. As we walk into this weekend, I thought it would be helpful to do a little bit of a different episode by preparing our hearts for Sunday and for the resurrection celebration, that we can honor the life and the embodied presence of Jesus on earth, and then move towards this recognition that we are also given to this world in order to share Christ and to be witnesses to the light, as it says in John 1. And so that's what I hope this episode can be for you. If you have time to do this in a posture of prayer or meditation, I encourage you to do so. I'm going to read from Mark 14, verses 22 through 25. And when they were eating, he took the bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he gave thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink in the new kingdom of God." As we think back to these words found in Mark 14, there are four specific words I want us to focus on in this time of prayer. In Life the Beloved, Henry Nouwen talks about these four words: chosen, blessed, broken, and given, found in this passage of Mark 14. And so the first of this practice will be to reflect on your chosenness, recognizing that we are chosen, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, as 1 Peter 2 talks about. Take some time now to reflect on how you have been chosen. Maybe the story, or just acknowledging that you are a beloved child of God, chosen for good works. here in this passage of Mark 14, Jesus took the bread, choosing it, and then after, he blessed it. Affirmation is the antidote to burnout. And blessings affirm a person's belovedness. Even Jesus was blessed. God speaks after he is baptized and he says, "My beloved son, on you my favor rests." In the same way, we must go back to the deep and gentle voice that blesses us regardless of outcomes. This is where we can hear and claim our blessedness, going back to the truth of who we are. And so I want to read this blessing over you and just acknowledge the words of Jesus. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you, persecute you, and utter words of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." We can easily become reliant on others' affirmations. This provides an unstable measurement which fluctuates with varying journeys or with the absence of words. So come back to this blessing of Christ as much as you need it. Number 3, broken. This is a moment for you to confess, to acknowledge parts of our story, the dark places that we often fail to acknowledge. Confession is speaking truthfully. It's easy to allow pain and suffering of this world to empty us from the hope we have been called to bring. As with any healing process, it starts with moving towards it. Henry Nouwen talks about this: befriending our brokenness and blessing it. As we speak freely to God about what we are thinking and feeling, we allow no room for hiding, no room for isolation where lies tend to fester. As the words of Psalm 139:23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Take a moment to name honestly the brokenness that you experience with the acknowledgement that God is in it with you. His word says that when you walk through the waters, he will be with you, and the flames will not consume you. Our brokenness leads to the way of everlasting, as death leads to resurrection. And lastly, given. In Jesus' words in Mark 14, after he chooses the bread and blesses it, he breaks it and then he gives it to his disciples. This is a moment now we can take for intercession. We ourselves are the bread being given to the world as Christ was for us. In this moment, we recognize and maybe even take a moment to intercede for someone else. Who is it that God has called you to in this world? Take a moment to intercede on the behalf of those that you love, those who are lost, and those needing the Lord's presence in their life. in this final benediction as we close this time together, acknowledging our chosenness, our blessedness, naming our brokenness, and claiming our givenness. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:5. I pray that this resurrection weekend will be one of reminder, of rest, and of renewal. Amen.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Therapy and Theology. If you have a question or topic you would like discussed on a future episode, please feel free to email me or drop it in the comments. Also, don't forget to subscribe to have each week's episode instantly downloaded to your podcasts, and see the show notes for resources mentioned in this episode. To access more content and join my monthly email list for the latest updates and info, visit my website at carlymarklear.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.